Well, praise the Lord and shame on the devil. It sure is good to be here at Mount Zion Baptist Church this morning. I'm excited about being here. Matthew 13 is where we'll be in just a little bit. But the other day I heard about these about 10 or 12 little boys. They were all gathered in a circle. And there was a dog right in the middle of their circle. And they were standing there arguing and talking. And a preacher walked by. And he saw him and he wondered, what in the world is going on? So he walked over there to the boys and he says, what's going on? He said, oh, this is a stray dog, one of the boys said. And we're trying to figure out who in the world gets to keep him. And so we thought, well, whichever one of us could tell the biggest lie could have the dog. Well, so the preacher said, now, boys, the Bible teaches that we shouldn't be telling lies, that we ought to tell the truth all the time. And, man, when I was your age, I never told a lie. And there was a silence for just about a minute. And finally, about the littlest boy said, and by the way, I forgot to say that the one that told the biggest lie got to keep the dog. Anyway, the littlest boy said, well, I guess you win. So he got the dog. Brother Peters, right? I was trying to think of your name. And, you know, you'd be gone for a long time. Especially if you get old as me, you forget a lot of things. And I enjoyed your and enjoy your sense of humor. Do you know, have you ever been introduced to somebody and they told you their name? And then 2 minutes later, you're thinking, what was that guy's name? And you can't remember what in the world his name was. Do you know why you couldn't remember? You didn't listen too good. Right? And this is a lesson that I don't know whether you've ever heard a lesson on this or not. You may have. But I want to teach on listening to the Word of God. Do you know that there is more in the Bible about listening than there is about preaching? It's very interesting that God is interested in you and I paying attention when somebody is speaking. Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 9, and we're going to look at several scriptures. And if you want to memorize about 10 or 12 scriptures this morning, you'd be able to do that if you listen closely. In verse number 9 of Matthew 13, it says, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. You know, if God says something one time in the Bible, you ought to listen to it and pay attention because it's important, because every word in the Word of God is important. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, instruction, and righteousness, and so on. And so we ought to pay attention and listen. But if he says it two or three times, then you think, man, this must really be important. You ought to see how many times that this is written in the Bible. Well, it's Matthew chapter 13, verse number 49. And it says, Matthew 13, 43, excuse me, 43. Then shall the righteousness shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 15. It says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. So you've already learned three verses by heart right there. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Say that together with me. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Turn to the book of Revelation, if you would, please. While you're turning there, as soon as you have time to get there, then let's have a short word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless the lesson this morning. Help us, Lord, to pay attention and listen. Help us to learn some things that would be valuable to our Christian life. And we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, in Revelation chapter number 2, Revelation chapter 2, verse number 7, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. There's more to the verse, but look at verse number 13. verse 11 first. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear. How many of you all have ears? Whoa, he's speaking to all of us, isn't he? All right. Look at verse number 29. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Look at chapter 3, verse number 6. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Chapter 3, verse number 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 22, same chapter. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, must be very important for the Lord to say that many times in the Bible about paying attention to what's being taught. How many times have you come to church, and actually, if I ask you, I said, okay, who can tell me the subject and the verse, text verse of Brother Starr's message last Sunday? If he was here. Was he here? Okay. All right. Well, whoever preached, you know, I mean, you could, can you stand up and tell that, you know? Well, I tell you the truth, sometimes even in the afternoon, if you think back, what did the preacher preach on this morning? You can't even think and remember what he preached on. Man, we ought to pay attention. We better listen and pay attention to what God has for us in the Word of God. Many people just simply do not listen. Well, there's three kinds of hearers as far as the Bible teaches. And those in Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 11, it talks about those that are dull of hearing. Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 11. It says here, it says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Many people are dull of hearing. They maybe hear the words that are said, but it goes in one ear and out the other, so to speak. See, hearing, they hear not, in Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 through 15. Dull of hearing. This prevents us from understanding God's truth from the Word of God when we're dull of hearing. Don't confuse me with the facts. My mind is already made up. So a lot of times a person comes and they hear the title of the message or the subject of the message that's going to be preached. Oh, I already know all about that. And so you don't pay much attention. Or, I don't agree with the preacher 100% on this one, so I'm not even going to listen this morning. You know, we make up our mind that we're not going to listen. But do you know that the devil also has a big inroad in this, that he gets our minds wondering. He makes us wonder, how many lights are in this auditorium? You know? Yeah, how many tiles are there? Let's see, if I multiply the number, you can figure it out, you know, something like that. And how many windows are in here, you know? And the devil gets our mind to wonder. I wonder, after church, you know, how long it's going to take home to get that roast out of the oven and all that kind of thing, you know? And we start thinking and letting our mind wonder. And so if somebody asked and gave you $1,000 to tell the outline of the message that was just preached, you couldn't get the $1,000 because you have no idea, because you didn't pay any attention to it. You know, it prevents us from turning from sin. It prevents us from getting right with God. It prevents the Holy Spirit being able to speak to our hearts when we don't pay attention to what's going on. So those that are dull of hearing, and then those that have itching ears. Well, I bet most all of you listened to when I told the joke. We like funny stories. I bet we listened when Brother Peters was doing his presentation of a long time ago, because we are interested in something like that, and we pay attention to things that, whoa, I want to hear this joke. I want to hear this little story. I want to hear this. And so we pay attention. But Paul describes those kind of people in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 3 and 4, where he says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. and many shall turn away their and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. So some people pay attention, some people listen, but some people have itching ears, and only listen to that which is pleasing to the ears. Sometimes we need to listen to things that aren't pleasing to the ears. When mom and dad say, "Son, listen to me when I'm talking to you." It may not be fun to listen to, but it's something important that he needs to hear, or she. Those with itching ears. The Bible says, "Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke with all longsuffering and doctrine," and so on. And so the preacher has to preach on things that are pleasing, and sometimes he has to preach on things that are not pleasing. Some things we really enjoy listening to, like a sermon on heaven. Man, we all want to hear something like that. Well, that's good. I like preaching on heaven. But preaching on hell needs to be preached too. And whenever we're preaching on that, we need to pay attention to that as well as the preaching on heaven. You know, then also those are those that hear with a noble and a good heart is the third kind of hearer, the one that listens with a noble and good heart. They that receive the word of God with all readiness of mind and search the scriptures daily, whether these things, those things be so. And so that's what we need to be, those readiness of mind. We need to be prepared when we come to church. On the way to church, a good thing to do. There's a couple of things that I instructed my people in my churches to do is, number one, pray and ask God how you can be a blessing to somebody else in church when you come to church. Somebody's having a problem here. Whenever they have a problem, then they ought to be encouraged by God's people. One of the great reasons to come to church is a fellowship together and to help one another. So all of us, only one is a pastor, but everyone can be a minister and minister unto one another. So on the way to church, say, "Lord, somebody's hurting in our church. Help me to recognize who that might be, and so I can be an encouragement and lift them up and help them." Like this gentleman wants to see his, I suppose he wants to see his wife, you know, and so on, but he can't get in to see her. Something like that that you were praying for a little bit earlier. And man, he's hurting, and so is she. And we ought to be an encouragement, of course, to somebody like that. So we ought to hear with a noble and kind heart. And that's the kind of a listener that we should be. Now, listening is very, very important. It's essential to getting a blessing. And it's also essential to being a blessing. You can learn something that will help you to be a blessing to other people. Other Christians and even lost people you can be a blessing to by getting them the gospel. There are wonderful, wonderful things to learn from the Word of God. And is there anybody here that knows it all? Well, not my hand's not up. I just wanted to illustrate that. Is there anybody here that knows it all? No, we don't. And so we need to understand that we need to learn things when we come to church, and there's wonderful things to learn from the Word of God. Okay? We miss out on a lot in church if we don't pay attention. We do. You'll miss out on the blessing that God wants to give you. You'll miss out on the Holy Spirit laid upon the preacher's heart to say this sentence or this particular little statement and so on. And if you're not listening at that moment, you'll miss out on that gold nugget and not be able to use that in your life during the week. Oh, how we need to listen and pay attention. It's essential to being saved. How in the world are they going to hear without a preacher? But how in the world are they going to hear if they don't pay attention? And if you come to church and you're lost, if you're here today and you're not saved, you need to pay very close attention so that you can trust the Lord as your Savior and be on your way to heaven by the time you leave the services today. Romans 1 verse 16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And so we need to listen to understand salvation. We need to listen to grow in the Lord. And every one of us can grow. All of us can. And folks, whenever I'm not preaching, I'm 75 years old, but I don't know much. And I need to listen as the other preacher is preaching because I may learn something that will help me in my ministry in order to helping other people and help me in my own life to be a better Christian and to live for God. And if we don't listen, we don't take advantage of those things, you know. Listening, not listening, hinders your faith. It's also essential to bearing fruit in your life of listening. Remember the parable of the sower in the Bible? The only kind of soil that was capable of bearing fruit was the one that fell on good ground. And you can't bear fruit unless you listen carefully. Having Luke 8:15, having heard the word of God, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. So you have to hear it first. But in order to hear it, you have to pay attention, or else it goes in one ear and out the other. It's just like noise if you don't pay attention, if you don't listen. Poor listening is often the first step to backsliding. First step to getting away from God is when you don't pay attention. Folks, I'm sure that Brother Chris Starr is like me in a sense, in that when I would go to church on Sunday to preach, I would say, Lord, somebody may be in church this morning that needs you. And God, I don't know who that is, but you do. And I don't know for sure what their exact need is, but you do. And Lord, help me to be very sensitive to your Holy Spirit and preach what you want me to preach this morning. Help me to leave out what you don't want me to say, but help me to say what you want me to say, so that I can help those people that need you today. We can say a lot of things from the pulpit, but we ought not to say anything that God doesn't want us to say. And folks, when we're praying that way, do you believe God answers prayer? I do. I believe God answers my prayers, and I believe that He answers millions of people's prayers. But whenever I pray that way, I believe God answers that, and He helps me to leave out and put in those things that I am supposed to. And if you pay attention, you can get the valuable things from the Word of God that the preacher preaches. But if you're not listening, it doesn't matter what the preacher says. It's not going to help you. You're not going to gain from it. So there's some steps to better listening. How can I be a better listener, preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked, so I'll give you a couple reasons. Number one, make the act of listening, especially in church, an act of worship. Song service is an act of worship. Singing praises unto God. Our praying in church is an act of worship. The reading of the Word of God is an act of worship. Listening to the preacher as he preaches is an act of worship when we come to church. How you listen to God's Word being read and preached and so on is much an indication of your devotion to God as about anything else. Listening to what's being said, that's so important. We try our best to drill it into our teacher, our kids. Listen to the Sunday school teacher as she teaches. But practice what you preach to your kids. Listen to the message as it's being taught and the lesson as it's being preached and so on. Think of how you would listen if some great person were speaking to you. Now, of course, it's only Roger Buttrell here this morning. I'm not very important. So since I'm not very important, you don't have to listen much. If the Lord Jesus Christ were up here speaking, you would listen to every word that He said. And by the time you left this morning, you would just about be able to quote the message the Lord Jesus Christ gave us today. But you can't even remember it later in the afternoon what the preacher preached on, but he was preaching about the words of Christ. He was the messenger bringing you what God gave him to give to you on that day. Oh, how we ought to listen to the Word of God as it's being taught. And other people are going to practice what you live in your life. And if you want your children to pay attention in church, you need to pay attention in church. If you want your children to grow up and listen to what God says to them, then you and I need to listen to what God says listen to what's being preached and so on. And then also, listen from the first to the last. Have you ever heard a preacher say, "And in just a second I'll be closing"? Well, a lot of times they're lying to you. I've heard preachers say that three or four times, 20 minutes, 30 minutes later before they finally close. But anyway, when they say that the first time, then you're getting ready to go. You're thinking, well, let's see, there's a car there and so on, and I need to get my husband and my kids rounded up and get to the car and do all these things. And if it's wintertime, I need to get my jacket on, my coat on, and get my gloves on and my hat on and get ready to go. So you don't get the last 5 minutes of the message because you're thinking about going somewhere, doing something. Listen from the first to the last. Sometimes the last couple of minutes of the message is the time that God really gets a hold of your heart. You're sitting there the whole time and, oh, this is a good message. This is nice. This is wonderful. I'm glad that I'm here this morning. And in the last couple of minutes of the message, God gets a hold of you and says, you need to get to that altar and get some things right with me. That's when God really gets a hold of you. You know, if He gets a hold of you a whole lot earlier in the message, then you'll come up with enough excuses that you won't even go to the altar if God speaks to you. That's why He wastes the last minute sometimes to hit you over the head and say, get out of that altar and get on your knees and start taking care of things and so on. You need to listen to all the parts of a message to truly understand. To truly understand and listen. I have purchased things, and you have too, from the store, taking them home, and thought, this looks pretty simple, and you start putting it together. And after about 30, 40 minutes, I guess I better read the directions. And you go, oh, I see. And it's pretty simple once you read the directions. And that's the same with the Word of God. We think we know better until we mess up our whole lives. And then we say, I guess I better go to the Word of God and see how I ought to be a good husband. I guess I better go to the Word of God and see how I can be a good wife. I guess I better go to the Word of God and see how to raise my kids. I guess I better pay attention to what God says. And so we many times learn after we've made the mistake of messing up. Then another thing you ought to do when you're listening is look at the speaker. Look at the speaker. Now, you may be an ugly guy like me, and you may not want to look at the speaker very much. But you'll learn a whole lot more if you look at the person that you're talking to or that's talking to you. Have you ever talked to somebody and you see them looking over here and looking over there? And you know what? They're not hearing a word you're saying. You may as well shut up. Because they're not paying attention to you. They're looking over there and over there. It's interesting. I don't know whether it's ever happened to you, Brother Randy Starr. After the services are over, I always went to the back of the church and greeted people and said goodbye to them as they left and so on. And especially the visitors, I'd like to try to catch the visitors and talk to them. Now, many times I caught myself, somebody that, faithful member, they're not going to quit. I mean, the stars could fall and they're not going to quit church. You know, they're faithful people. And so they come and shake my hand, and I see the visitors out of the corner of my eye that are going to be the next ones that I'm going to be shaking hands with. And it's very, very hard for me to pay attention to the guy that's right in front of me when the visitors that I really want to talk to are the next ones in line. I don't know whether it's ever happened to you, Brother Starr, or not. But the guy that I'm not listening to knows I'm not listening to him. He didn't say anything about not listening to him. But his opinion of his pastor comes down a notch or so by us not paying attention. What he has to say may be very, very, very important. We need to listen to people when they talk to us. And folks, I'm preaching to myself too. I have to force myself to pay attention to the one that's talking to me. Because I don't know about you, but many times there's two or three other things going through my mind. I'm thinking about this and I'm thinking about that and I'm thinking of how it can be a blessing to these people and doing this and that and the other. And they're talking to me and I'm not paying attention. I better pay attention, better listen. So look at the speaker. That'll help you a lot. Then also, whenever the Bible's being read, it's important if you have time and so on, unless the preacher just quotes a verse, to look it up and see it in your Bible. We remember a little bit of what we hear, but we remember a whole lot more of what we see and hear. And so when you look at the Word of God as it's being read, then you'll, number one, have a more apt possibility of remembering where it is in the Bible. So if you need to refer to it again, you can look it up. Okay, remember, let's see, also listen with faith. Listen with faith. With a willingness to accept and believe what is shown to you from the Word of God. Sometimes you just, you know, there may be something preached on that you just really don't know very well. Or you hadn't heard the biblical side of this particular thing, or somebody's taught you the wrong side of it, and now it's being preached on, and in your mind, oh, I already know about that, and so we don't pay any attention. But Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 1 and 2, a couple of good verses there for that. Hebrews 4, verse number 1 and 2 says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." And so we must have faith to believe the Word of God as it's preached. It's important to do that. And then also listen with a mind to act. A mind to act. Most of the messages that I preached, I want people to take action with what I'm preaching about. If it's about salvation, I want them to get saved. If it's about consecration, I want them to get right with God and be closer to the Lord when they leave church than when they came. You know, I want people to act. If it's about soul winning, then I want people to get a handful of tracts and go out and start telling people about Jesus that week. We want to put action to the message that we're getting. Okay? So hearing must be accompanied by doing to be of any profit to our lives. And is there ever a time when God does not listen to us? Yep. There's times when He doesn't pay attention. When our sins are between us and Him. Somebody comes to me and they say, "Preacher, it just seems that none of my prayers get any further than the ceiling." You know what he did? He just confessed his sin to me. That he is not close enough to God to know that God is a personal God. Sometimes people come to me and say, "Hey, preacher, would you pray for me because I know your prayers get answered?" I said, "Are you saved?" And they say, "Well, yeah, I'm saved." I say, "You have just as much opportunity to talk to Jesus as me. He hears you just as much as He wants me, unless you have sin in your life. Now, if you have something there that's blocking your message from getting to the Lord, then you need to get right with God." There's a bunch of scriptures on that, but in order for me to close on time, then I don't want to go into all of those, but it might be good for us to look up in Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59, let's look at that one. Isaiah 59, verse number 1 and 2. "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that he cannot hear." God can hear. "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, so don't say, "Well, that's in the Old Testament." You know who says that? Idiots. People that have no idea about the Word of God and rightly dividing the Word of truth. I bet you don't believe the Old Testament much, but when you get in trouble, you read Psalm 23. You know, and when you have sin in your life, you'll read Psalm 51. And different things like that, you know. I mean, the Old Testament is the Word of God also, so we need to pay attention to that. When in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse number 35, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him." That's what he says. Pay attention to what God says, and God will bless you and help you in church. You'll get a whole lot more from the services. Luke chapter 6, verse number 46. Luke chapter 6, verse number 46. And we'll close with this passage of Scripture. Luke chapter 6, verse number 46. "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Oh, how we need to pay attention to God. Listen to what He has for us.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.